CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 27th of September 2020. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB introducing full exam remote invigilation. Solar Cycle 25 is officially here. Latest online convention news. Following on from the success of the remote invigilation exams by the Foundation and Intermediate Licence, the RSGB is now expanding that to include full licence exams. The automated booking system is now accepting exam bookings for all three licence levels. Please note that the earliest date available for exam bookings at any level is Wednesday the 21st of October. It's important to read the candidate instructions before booking an exam. You can find links to these and the calendar to book your exam at the RSGB website. That's rsgb.org/exampay. The Solar Cycle 25 Prediction Panel, an international group of experts coordinated, co-sponsored by NASA and NOAA, announced that the solar minimum occurred in December 2019, marking the start of the new solar cycle. Because our sun is so variable, it can take months after the fact to declare this event. Scientists use sunspots to track solar cycle progress. The dark blotches on the sun are associated with solar activity and often as the origins for giant explosions, such as solar flares or coronal mass ejections, which spew light, energy and solar material into space. This and more has been explained in a video on the NASA website. During the online RSGB convention for 2020, you'll be able to enjoy some excellent lectures. On Saturday the 10th of October, the RSGB will be presenting two live streams. One is an introduction to ... and we have Getting Started on Low Earth Orbit Satellites by Peter Goodhall to M0SQL. He'll be looking at using low Earth orbit satellites, what they are, how to use them, what equipment is required, both from a low-cost system using a handheld or a Yagi to automated tracked systems. In the Learn More About ... stream, Bruce P, N9WKE, will explain how to take your CW to the next level. Happily, a lot of people are learning the code, getting on the air and having fun with CW. This presentation explores methods and options for improving your CW, head copy skills and increasing your speed. Bruce is the founder and host of DITDIT FM, the broadcasts celebrating Morse code, the CW operating mode and amateur radio. You can find more about him on the RSGB site. Like the RSGB convention, the AMSAT UK Colloquium 2020 will also be online this year, taking place on the 11th of October. There'll be a lecture stream from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Amongst the lectures of the day, Daniel Estevez, AEA4GPZ, we'll look at decoding Mars spacecraft and explains the bit and pieces you can learn from spacecraft telemetry. Paul Ashby, M6IPX, will talk about the Fun Cube and creating an open platform in space. You can find out more about all this on amsat-uk.org/colloquium. Registration URL is also there. The RSGB's Next Tonight at 8 webinar on Monday the 28th of September is a bumper edition. RSGB Convention Chairman David Bondi, G4NRT, will give a short pre-recorded interview about this year's online convention. After that, Tim Kirby, GW4VXE, will give a usual Tonight at 8 live presentation on My World at VHF. You can watch and ask questions on the Society's YouTube or BATC channels. For more, see, again, the RSGB website, rsgb.org. In the lead-up to this year's online convention, the RSGB has just published two more 2019 convention presentations. In the first, Alwyn Seeds, G8DOH, talks about coax and connectors, the forgotten ingredient of high-performance VHF/UHF stations. Whilst focused on VHF/UHF, this talk should be of interest to everyone. The second presentation features Chris Deacon, G4IFX, talking about more on the polarization of 50 meg signals via sporadic E. He looks at results from previous years and from newer experiments using more comprehensive measurement techniques, which are beginning to help answer key questions about the true nature of sporadic E propagation. Both you can find on the Society's YouTube channels. Channel, singular. The RSGB's Examination Standards Committee has published its 2020 report that looks back on activities during 2019. You can read it in previous reports on the RSGB website. Now for special event news. Since the change of regulations applying to special event stations in the UK, many activations can still go ahead, and Ofcom, we're very grateful to Ofcom for allowing this to happen. PJ4TEN is a special event station that will be active during October 2020 to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the 10th of October 2010. On that date, the former country of the Netherlands Antilles was dissolved and Bonaire became a special municipality of the Netherlands. As a result, Bonaire became a new DXCC entity on that date. Bonaire's radio amateurs are organising a month-long operating event. The rules for the award can be found on the PJ4TENQRZ.com page. Hannes OE1SGU will be active as OE1990SGU between the 1st and the 31st of October, celebrating his 30th anniversary in amateur radio, QSL via LOTW, EQSL, or via OE1SGU, either direct or via the Bureau. K1A will be operated as a special event station for the Amateur Radio Software Award until the 4th of October. Look for activity on 20 and 40 metres SSB, QSL direct to Klaus H. Niesen, N-I-E-S-E-N, PO Box 126, Ames, that's A-M-E-S, IA 50010, that's the zip code, USA. Now for the DX news, David M0VDL will be active from Lundy Island, IOTA reference EU120, between the 26th of September and the 1st of October. He plans to operate SSB and FT8 on 2040, possibly 80 metres, primarily in the local morning and evening hours. Now for contest news, please remember to check before the contest for new rules due to lockdown and so on. These may differ from place to place. The RSGB strongly advises you to follow your own local and national government's advice first and foremost, especially in the instance of local lockdowns. This weekend, the CQ Worldwide DX RITI contest ends its 48-hour run at 23:59 UTC today, the 27th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange of signal report and zone, which is 14 for us in the UK. Today, the 27th, the UK Microwave Group contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC on the 5.7 and 10 gigs band, using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number, and locator. Also, today, the 27th, the PW 70 megs contest runs from 1200 to 1600 UTC using all modes. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Monday, the 7th FT4 contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, 80 metre band, the exchange for your 4-character locator. On Tuesday, the 50 megs machine-generated mode activity contest and the 144 megs MGMAC run from 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange is the same for both contest, signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, the UK EI Contest Club 80 metre contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC, CW only, exchange your 4-character locator. Next weekend, the IARU 432 to 245 gigs contest runs for 24 hours, 1400 UTC on the 3rd to 1400 UTC on the 4th of October, using all modes. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Saturday, the 3rd of October, 1.2 gigs and 2.3 gigs trophy contest runs 1400 to 2000 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is the same for both contest, signal report, serial number, and you've guessed it, locator. The Oceania DXSSB contest runs for 24 hours next weekend, 0800 UTC on the 3rd to 0800 UTC on the 4th of October. 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands. The exchange is signal report and serial number. The Worked All Britain DX contest takes place on the 4th of October, 0500 to 2300 UTC, SSB only, 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and WAB area. The X contest takes place next Sunday, 0500 to 2300 UTC on the 4th of October, CW and SSB on the 3.5 to 28 megs contest band, exchange of signal report and serial number. The Portable Operations Challenge, a new kind of HF contest which takes place on the 3rd and 4th of October. The aim of the challenge is to create a level playing field for small portable stations against the large contest stations by using handicapping algorithms similar to the one used in golf. Well, open to all, participants choose their own 8-hour contiguous time window within the 48-hour weekend. Operating portable, contact distance, power level and mode affect the final score. Details to be found at Fox Mike Hotel. That's all written out in full. foxmikehotel.com/challenge. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO, we finally broke our long-running record of zero sunspots last week thanks to an active region 2773. This new cycle of cycle 25 appeared over the sun's limb and pushed the solar flux index to 73. The end of the week also saw unsettled conditions due to a high-speed stream from a coronal hole. The hole in the sun's northeastern quadrant pushed the KP index to 4 on Wednesday evening and 5 by Thursday morning. A pre-auroral enhancement on Wednesday saw MUFs rise to nearly 21 megs over a 3,000-kilometre path, but by Thursday morning they were struggling to reach 14 megs. As the month has moved on, we have started to see an improvement in HF conditions generally. Lorry G3UML reported working ZL4RMF in New Zealand on 40 metres SSB at 0645 UTC on Tuesday, and Andy G3SVD worked FK8IK in New Caledonia at 1006 UTC on 20 metres CW. If you're looking for South Pacific contacts, Rob 5VHN reports that Jim E51JD on the South Cook Islands is often found around 14.225 megs SSB most mornings. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be about 70. The week may start unsettled thanks to a coronal hole, but the KP index should improve as the week goes on. We expect HFDX conditions to improve as we move forward through October, and hopefully we can expect to see more sunspots from the new cycle 25. Now VHF and up, the weather patterns at this time of the year can be very fickle, as the major driving jet streams can be seriously distorted by former hurricanes from the USA side of the Atlantic. The predicted return of Tropo after midweek in the week just gone was a bust for that reason. Other major distortions of the driving jet stream pattern are likely in the coming week also, so the story is one of unsettled changeable weather with periods of rain or heavy showers. That should mean another good week for rain scatter on the gigahertz band, but Tropo will not get much during this period. Moon declination is rising this week, going positive late on Thursday night, so we'll see longer moon visibility windows as the week progresses, reaching a minimum on Thursday. Path losses are still increasing until we reach apogee on Saturday. 144 meg sky temperature are low all week, but low peak moon elevations earlier in the week won't help. The daytime sextant-tids meteor shower peaked today but should still be active until the 9th of October. Continue to check around dawn locally for the best random meteors, that is, meteors that aren't associated with any particular shower. That's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me also until next week.